strikingly lacking in all kinds of democratic institutions. You know, the residents who live here are not part of the city of Vancouver. They have a little neighborhood council that meets, and I guess UBC decides to listen to them from time to time. But they're sort of like people who live on band reserves.
Not to mention the students who live here, who arguably have even less of a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is too much. I think somebody said to me, you know, described as a company town, and not to be a complete tourist, but when you're anywhere else in Vancouver, like anywhere you are, there's a bus that says UBC on it. So mm-hmm. It's like, I think it plays a role in the imagination of the city and the province, like as an outsider, that I don't think any other university in Canada owns a city the way that UBC feels like it. I mean, literally, it mm-hmm. owns, what is it, like a fifth of the land? Not the city, but like the endowment lands, right? So
yeah, something like that.
And it feels a bit too big. Yeah, it feels a bit too big for.
And you know, they're a huge developer. They do marketing. I mean, they do more than the city does in terms of trying to also create sort of affordable housing or low-cost housing. But, you know, they are a big developer. I know any number of planners from the city of Vancouver who left the city and came out here. And
we recently talked to Michael White, who runs the fiefdom that is campus and community planning mm-hmm. at UBC. But Simona, expanding on what you were saying about UBC compared to other universities in Canada, I mean, UBC seems to be chasing rank, certainly trying to compete with other top-tier universities in the world. And one of the results of that is hikes in international tuition. It would also be getting more expensive for domestic students if the university could get away with that. There's a 2% tuition cap, so they can't do that, but they certainly would be doing it otherwise. And I was just wondering if this is basically the direction that all big public universities in Canada are trying to go, or if other institutions have different ideas or different models for development and for generating a reputation that aren't quite like that.
So I don't know what every university in Canada does cross-nationally. I think the question is, if Canadian universities are not going to go after the top researchers and they're not going to go after international students, then what is there for them? Where do we settle in the world? Like, how do you settle? And is it okay to settle to just be like domestic institutions? And maybe that's okay, but it doesn't seem to be a discussion that we're having. And it's certainly not what universities want to do. Like in any universities, no matter what size they are, they want to compete in some way. And if they're small, they want to compete with the medium, and the mediums want to compete with the big, and the big want to compete with Harvard. And it's sort of like this arms race, but there is no provincial funding. And I think if we decide, like if Canadian universities decide they're not going to compete internationally, then what's the model? Is it going to be more expensive tuition for domestic students, or is it going to be focusing on teaching? So it's like a huge, huge conversation. You're asking if there's other models.
Yeah, because I agree.
Quebec? Universities in Quebec, maybe. But even there, like Concordia, I think, was just telling me that they're looking at increasing the number of international students, and which I think is great in so many ways. But I think right now it's not. It feels like it's about competition first and revenue, and then all the other good things that come with internationalization perhaps are not as important.
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly, I have taught at 4 different post-secondary institutions in the province, and everyone has struggled with the provincial funding, and increasingly the two ways that they are dealing with costs rising faster than provincial funding is international students and continuing studies. And I see the focus getting more intense on that every year. And, you know, UBC is far from alone in that until there's some drastic change, or unless they decide, yes, as Simona said, we'll just be a small regional institution. But even in the colleges are going through the same thing.
Like, even somewhere like Capilano University wants as many international students as they can get.
And
they're
Langara,
a fairly small, teaching focused, mm-hmm. undergraduate focused institution.
Yeah.
See, this is what confuses me, because I can imagine a university making a statement like, we take pride in the fact that we provide affordable education, or making statements that have pride associated with them, but that don't tap into that competitiveness that you were talking about.
The Vancouver experimental psych rock band Co-Pilots is releasing their new album Sunstroke on vinyl.
Come out for a party on Friday, November 13th at the Biltmore for an avant-garde jazz, punk, psychedelic rock, noise, pop show with special guests Colin Cohen and the Elastic Stars and Calgary's Ghost Keeper, who will be releasing a new 7-inch for the event. Doors open at 7 and the show starts at 8. Check out Co-Pilots on Facebook for all the information. Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to take care of ourselves. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
And good evening, and welcome to another African Rhythms. My name is David Love Jones, and tonight we're going to dedicate the whole show to our friends, people over in Paris. We're sending out our love and support right now, and we're going to start with Sergio Mendes.
Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are oh so many stars, so many stars. Songs, which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star, and there are oh so many stars, so many stars. So many hearts, so many smiles.
which one is mine? One must be mine for me. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars.
our support and love tonight for the people of Paris here on African Rhythms on CITR. CITR.ca, you can tune in online. Of course, that's from Kamasi Washington, the jazz album of the year, and it's called The Epic, and that's a track that indeed we've played before, but it's called The Rhythm Changes. But next on CITR here on African Rhythms, we're going to go with something new from Bilal.
Every time I open up the door, I can hear the sound of the wind blows. Put a little love into the air. I feel that I can hear the trees in bloom. Lay a seed into the ground and see if it will grow. Now the spring is here. I'm so happy everything is clear to me.
To go. I feel like it was snowing every day. We came so close to giving up. We come too far to giving up.
Yeah. just where she's gone. You're feeling sorry and you wish that you were there, but the woman got tired of your fist upside her head. Women are human, all women are human. I wanna say, women are human, all women are human. They were made for loving. They were made for hugging. They were made for squeezing. They were made for pleasing. You've been cruel, and you know it's true. And all she wanna do.
Same thing that made me laugh.
Why you wanna make me,
and that's
cry.
Bill Withers.
Why wanna make me cry? Ooh.
Clay Hammond, Women Are Human, we listened to before that.
I'm just crying like a weeping willow.
Sending out our solidarity and love to the people of Paris tonight here on African Rhythms. We're going to go a little bit of a different direction next. This is their debut album from Clap Clap. And we're listening to some instrumental Jay Dilla from the first Slum Village LP called Fantastic, reissued. And before that, we heard from Clap Clap. I'm David Love Jones, and of course, you're listening to African Rhythms, AfricanRhythmsRadio.com, African Rhythms Radio on Facebook. Find my like page. But we're going to go to a new artist who's living over in Europe. And this is a pretty interesting gentleman. His name is Jay Namor, and it certainly harks back to Gil Scott-Heron. So we're going to check him out next. This is his debut album called Just Sayin'. CITR.ca. Tune in on podcast 101.9 FM, UBC Radio.
Misguided idolization. In this crazy age we live in, too many people dying for nothing. Blinded by what we see on the TV screens. Political misfits, movie stars with habits. Misguided vision combined with perverted ambition. No wonder there's so much madness and so much sadness in this world we live. Be careful in whom you put your trust. One thing's for sure, it's always a must to be perceptive and very selective when you're dealing with smiling faces. Inner city blues. Destruction on the evening news. Corrupt politicians promoting the progression of crime and doing it all they claim in the name of human progression. Bureaucratic nonsense got us by the throat with no intentions of ever letting go. They're playing unjust war games, looting, stealing, dope dealing. Unrighteous claims to the riches of their own as well as other nations. Be careful in whom you put your trust. One thing's for sure, it's always a must to be perceptive and very selective when you're dealing with smiling faces. The smiling faces can deceive you, then turn around and try to relieve you. They can bring you a world of pain and give you joy inside the rain. It's up to you to decipher which one you're gonna stand and fight for. Inside smiling faces, you can find your best friend as well as your next of kin. The smiling faces, they leave no traces. Just a path of destruction with no chance for reconstruction. Be careful in whom you put your trust. So one thing's for sure, it's always a must to be perceptive and very selective when you're dealing with smiling faces. All I'm saying, good people, is be careful who you put your trust in. Folks coming all the time, smiling in your face and promising this and promising that. But when they get down to the get down, they're nowhere to be found.
more perceptive about who you're gonna follow, who you're gonna let guide you. Just be careful.
We heard from an incredible new talent, Jay Namor, and his track Smiling Faces came out this year. And that last track, Alien, Hold On To Your Dreams, Gil Scott-Heron talking about displaced peoples around the world, such a current subject right now, and all the people coming from Africa to Europe and beyond. Peace to them. And we're listening to Hiatus Coyote from Talk Tomahawk, the debut from Australia. The many jazz musicians. The world that softly lulls. But yeah, as I was saying, many jazz musicians came to Paris from America, like Dexter Gordon and Chet Baker. But another talent that lived over in that area was Nina Simone. And next we're going to listen to a track from her debut album, In Dedication. The people of Paris tonight here on African Rhythms.
Just sit here and sigh. Go long blues. I always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. And in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. For there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a poor fool that's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. Thank you.
been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I just sit here and sigh, go long blue.
And that, of course, is Nina Simone. And next, we're going to play a legendary track from probably one of the greatest Canadian legends, Joni Mitchell. But here is a collaboration with Erto that is quite incredible, that thanks to Patrick Forge, I just heard recently.
It's a long, long way from Canada, a long way from snow chains, donkey vendor slicing coconut, no parkas to their names. Black babies covered in bacon flour, the cook's got a carnival song, we're gonna lay down someplace shady with dreamland coming on. Dreamland, 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 dreamland. Walter Raleigh and Chris Columbus come a-marching out of the waves and claim the beach and all concessions in the name of the sun and slaves. Fire up that flag around me like a Dorothy Lamour sarong, and I lay down thinking national with dreamland coming on. Dreamland, 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 dreamland. Follow the drums, Mary in a feather hula hoop, misfortune with a rose on her big game gun. All saints, all sinners shining, heed those trumpets all night long, propped up on a samba beat with Greenland coming on. Greenland, 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 Greenland.
Ever
singing my song. Come on and sing.
Music.
I'm singing my song. Meant to set you free. Hear these words that I'm singing, giving reason with no rhyme, to let it flow deep in your soul. Please, somebody help me sing. I'm singing my song for you. Singing.
Man, it was such a joy to see that. You see, music is a wonderful and very powerful thing. It moves us. It can bring you joy, laughter, tears, even anger. Brings us together, different shapes and sizes and colors, nations, creeds. Have us all singing the same song at the same time, smiling and enjoying ourselves, you know.
Jay.
Yeah.
That's music. That's Jay Nemore is his name. Incredible talent in modern day. And we're sending our love out tonight to the people in Paris. And we're going to carry on next with, like I was saying, the jazz album of the year, Kamasi Washington.
Oh,
shining fearless and bright. Can you see her? Her light is
The Raw Soul Express, the 7-inch version of The Way We Live. And of course, we're dedicating the whole show, African Rhythms, tonight. Solidarity to the people in Paris, sending our love. And the final track we're going to play, Ain't That Funkin' Hard, a Louis Vega dub of a brand new funkadelic song. So I just want to send out my love to a friend, actually a former CITR radio show host, Anand, who's living in Paris tonight. So sending our love and support to you and your mother. So all the best. I'm David Love Jones. We're going to go out with a funkadelic. And so until next time, peace and love to you. I'll be back in 2 weeks. coming up at the top of the hour, Skulls Hall, Spoken Word Radio.